That takes us to agenda item 8, which is PR 2025-011406, minor plat 2025-00005. It's a request for minor preliminary final plat submitted by Fierro and Company, Robert Fierro, Veronica Herrera, as agents for Philip, John, and Isabel Ducedam. We request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lot tract 2324, Perea Addition, Zone RT, located at 701 14th Street Northwest, between Marble and Granite Northwest, and it's containing approximately 0.325 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Veronica Herrera.
Thank you, Ms. Herrera. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Yes, it's 3201 4th Street Northwest, Suite C, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87107.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. So this is a very straightforward platting action to consolidate two existing lots into one. We have had a sketch plat, we've addressed the comments, and we previously had a DHO waiver on the alley that was approved March 26th. And there was also discussion about a non-conforming site feature, and we've been able to resolve that with DFT staff, and we're in agreement that it is a non-conforming site feature. But other than that, it's very straightforward, doesn't require infrastructure, or I mean, it's just very straightforward lot consolidation, and I'm confident we've addressed all the comments satisfactorily.
Great, thank you. Anything further before I call for a public comment? All right, hearing none, I'll go ahead and see if there's any public comment here. This is agenda item 8. It's a request for a minor preliminary plat at 701 14th Street. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone raising their hand. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 8. Last call for public comment on agenda item 8. Okay, Ms. Herrera, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Now, please raise your right hand, sir, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Water Authority has no objection to this one. Thank you.
Thank you. That takes us to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to transportation. Mr. Ernest Aramico, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. And next up is code enforcement, Mr. Jay Rodenbeck. If you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Code enforcement did not provide any comments on this application, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Hannah Alec, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Alec. And next up would be the Planning Department comments. We'll be delivering those.
This is Anthony Montoya with planning.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I just want to say this for the record that DFT staff had requested a note be placed on the plat, which states the following: please note parking with any part of the vehicle overlapping the public sidewalk is not allowed, and the owner may be cited. That note was provided due to the non-conforming site feature per 6-8-G, and that was provided on the plat. And my only other comments is if you could just please add the date of the DHO if it is approved, and application numbers must be added to the plat. That's all, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Swantoya. If you would please put those proposed conditions in the chat, I'd really appreciate it. Okay, Ms. Herrera, anything further, or any questions or comments?
Yes, please, Mr. Hearing Officer. I just wanted to clarify. I'm not sure if there's any issue with the record, but the property owner's name is not accurately reflected in the agenda. So I just want to mention that we're here on behalf of Philip John Dusdame and Isabel Kosciuszko Morissette. Philip John and Isabel Dusdame. Those are two separate people with different last names, just
I
for the
see.
record.
Thank you. Thanks for that clarification. Okay. Well, with that clarification, I believe this item is ready for a decision. And so I'll go ahead and make a ruling on to approve agenda item 8, which is PR 2025-011406, minor plat 2025-00005. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, per IDO section 66K2K, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And also, the application number must be added to the plat. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks. That concludes agenda item 8. Let's see, Mr. Rodenbeck, if you do the recording real quick, please.
Sorry.